In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Oh yes, tonight the great reading from the Bible, from Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Oh, I love that reading. I love that reading of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It's from the fiery furnace. I'm reading from Daniel 3. Daniel 3. The king, his name Nebuchadnezzar, he has a golden image that everyone is to bow down to, and if they do not bow down to the golden image, they are going to be put into the fire. Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, you live forever. You king, you have made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the flute, the cornet, the harp, the psaltery, the whatever, and all the kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whosoever does not fall down and worship, he should be cast into the midst of the burning, fiery furnace. And there are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not your gods, nor worship the golden image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and then they brought these men before the king. And Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do you not serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if you are ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the flute, the cornet, the harp, the psaltery, and all the other music, that you fall down and worship the image that I have made. Well, but if you do not worship, you shall be cast in that hour into the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of our hands? And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve your God, nor worship the golden image which you have set up. I'm telling you, they are being very polite to the king. Isn't that something? They are being very polite to the king. They're just saying, you know what? We're not going to worship your image. We're not going to worship your gods. And if God wants to save us, he will. If not, you know, we're still going to hold to our faith. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of rage and fury. The form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spoke and commanded that they should heat the furnace 7 times more than it was already heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the fiery furnace that was burning 7 times hotter. Then these men were bound in their coats, in their hats, and their other garments. Can you see it? They're going into the fiery furnace with coats and hats. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? You know, it's as hot as what? Blazes. Hot as blazes. And they're going into the fiery furnace dressed up with hats and coats and whatever they have on. And therefore, because the king commanded, was urgent his commandment, and the furnace exceeded so hot, the flame of the fire slew those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the fiery furnace, bound. So we're going to have a barbecue, I guess. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste, and he spoke and said unto his counselors, Did we not cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, Yes, king, that's absolutely true. He answered and said, Lo, I see a fourth man loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and he has no hurt. And the form of the fourth man is like the Son of God, the Son of Man. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come forth and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth out of the midst of the fire. And the princes and the governors and the captains and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire was not upon them. Isn't that something? Not a hair of their head was singed. Their coats had no smell of fire. Have you ever been in a fire before? Oh, I've had Alberta's house burnt down, and the smell that was in all the stuff that she had, the smell was atrocious. Many, many years ago, they had to get Uncle Joe out of the second floor. He had a double amputee, no legs. And I remember they stayed in our house for a couple of weeks. And I remember ever so well, the smell of the fire was on them. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, not a hair of their head was singed, and no smell of fire. There was one like a Son of Man walking in the midst of them. Who was that? I tell you, that is the pre-incarnate Jesus. That is the Lord who has come to save him, to save them. They said, you know what, if the Lord wants, he can save us. And if the Lord doesn't want, you know what? We're not going to worship the golden image. We have nothing to do with the golden image. Do you understand that? We're not going to compromise. And I'm going to tell you, the name of the game in 2011 and most people is compromise. Compromise, that's right. We're not going to compromise, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said. No compromise. We'd rather die than compromise. But let me tell you, the name of the game in 2011 and most people is compromise. How much can I compromise? How much can I compromise? I'm going to tell you, nothing happens when you compromise. You've got to throw yourself into the whole thing. You've got to give yourself to him. You've got to say, no more do I live, but I want to live for him. No compromise. Compromise will get you nowhere. Compromise, compromise. I'm not compromising in being a Catholic. I'm not compromising with the Word of God. I'm not compromising about the Eucharist. I'm not compromising about the blood of Jesus. I'm not compromising about persecution comes when you preach the gospel. I'm not going to compromise. I'm not going to compromise, because you know what? When you compromise, nothing happens. Compromise is so easy. It's easy to compromise. I'll just bend my little knee to that golden image so that I can preach the Word of God just a little longer. No, no, no. Better to die. Better to die than to compromise. Better to die than to compromise. Better to die than to compromise. You understand what I'm saying? Better to die than to compromise. Better to die than to compromise. And I'm telling you, but the name of the game is compromise. The name of the game is compromise. Compromise is what everybody is into. You know, how much can I compromise? 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 You know, that's why nothing happens. That's why nothing happens. That's why nothing happens. Oh, my Lord, that's real. I'm reading from the 43rd chapter of Isaiah. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you go through the rivers, they shall not overflow. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee, for I am the Lord your God. I am the Holy One of Israel. I am your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom. That's right. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you go through the fire, it shall not scorch you. That's right. Right out of Daniel 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And I'm telling you, there are waters that we all go through. And these waters are deep waters. They might be deep waters of sorrow. They might be deep waters of persecution. They might be deep waters of ambition that have to die. They might be the deep waters of disappointment. They might be the deep waters of sadness. Oh, yes. We all go through the deep waters. What did David say? Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, deep waters, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Oh, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That's right. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I'm going to tell you, anyone that's following the Lord will walk through those deep waters. Anyone that's following the Lord and given their life as a living sacrifice will go through the fire. I know that. Nobody is spared of the fire. Nobody, nobody, nobody. And I know when the fire comes and you have to walk through the fire, many people say, not me. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I want nothing to do with this. This is too painful. I don't want to play this game. This is not what I want to be involved in. That's right. How many people have left because the waters got deep? How many people left because the fire got hot? Oh, yeah, I know. I can name them one right after the other. I could name 20. I could name 30. I could name 40. I could name 50. I could. It got hot and things, you know, people started to say, you people are a little crazy. You know what they call Father Tom at Holy Rosary? The cult. C-U-L-T. We are the cult. The cult. Yeah. Like the Jehovah's Witnesses. Yeah. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in the power of his blood. I believe in the cross. I believe in the resurrection. I believe in the triune God. I believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. I believe in the Eucharist. It's not a cult. A cult holds people. I don't hold anybody. People come and they go. The doors are open and they close. No one is held. A cult is held under duress. No, I don't hold anyone. They come, they go. It's just the way it is. That's the way it is. No cult. But you see, because we preach Christ and him crucified, because we preach the blood, because I am firm in the proclamation of the gospel, we are a cult. That's right, a cult, no cult. But you see, that's what people say, you know? That's what people say. You know, I could tell you other things, but you know what? It doesn't do any good. But I'll tell you, they are deep waters. I'll tell you, they're hot fires. It's the easiest thing to do to say, I'm going to compromise. Then I'm going to get the people to like me. I want them all to like me. You know what? If everybody likes you, that's the way they treated the false prophets. I'm not looking for enemies, okay? I'm not looking for enemies. But I am telling you that there is a stumbling block. And the stumbling block is the cross. The cross is the great stumbling block. And when you preach the cross, it is the stumbling block. And you know what? I, who am the preacher, am another stumbling block because people aren't going to like me. Every preacher is a stumbling block because you've got to go through the preacher's words to get to the big stumbling block, which is the cross of Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, the fires get hot and the waters get deep. And what David said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are in the midst of the fire. Anyone living for Jesus is in the midst of the fire, but it will not scorch you. Not even your hair will be singed, and you won't even have the smell of fire on you. Isn't that wonderful? But it is painful. inwardly. The scripture tells us in John 6 that many of his disciples, after Jesus said, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you," they left him. Now let me tell you, the disciple was not someone who went to Mass on a Sunday. A disciple was people who left father, mother, sister, brother, lands, family to follow Jesus. And he didn't call them back. Why? He meant what he said and said what he meant. And you know what? They left him. And Jesus must, his heart must have been pierced when they left him. His heart must have been pierced when they left him. But you know what? Let him go. He didn't compromise. For the sake of the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross. You are the joy that lay before him. You are the joy that he died for. You are the joy that he died and rose for. And you know, for that sake, he endured the cross. Isn't that something? Then don't compromise. Don't compromise. Compromise will get you nowhere. It's absolutely useless. It has nothing for you. You will never receive God's best if you compromise. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they went into the fiery furnace. They went into the fiery furnace. That's right. They went into the fiery furnace. And there's a furnace for you and a furnace for me. There's deep waters for you and deep waters for me. We are heirs with God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus, providing we suffer with him. I'm not talking about cancer. I'm talking about the deep waters of persecution, the hot fires of people leaving you, the hot fires of people saying things against you that aren't true. But you know what? You just continue and say, "I never started for you people, and I'm not going to end for you people. I started for Jesus Christ, and by the grace of God, I'm going to end for Jesus Christ. I never started for public opinion. I started for Jesus Christ, and I'm not going to end for public opinion. I'm going to end for Jesus Christ no matter what, even if I limp into heaven, even if I limp into heaven like Chester on Gunsmoke. I'm not going to compromise, because compromise will get you nowhere. Compromise will get you no place. Compromise will get you a place in hell." That's what compromise will do. Lord's calling you back. Lord's calling you back. You'll come into the fire again. You'll come into the deep waters again. Yeah, people will reject you, but you'll see people healed. You'll see people blessed. You'll see people come to Jesus. He'll send you out to the whole world. "Whom shall I send? Whom shall we send?" Isaiah said, "Send me. I'll go. I'll go. I will go. I will go." Without compromise, without compromise, without compromise, without compromise, without compromise. I remember many years ago, after I had received the baptism of the Spirit, you know, I decided to go tell a friend of mine who was a priest. And when I went, he thought I was crazy. He didn't want to hear it. I wasn't welcome. And I left. He had been very influential in my life, but he wanted nothing to do with it. I never held it against him. I never held it against him. Because you know what? I never held it against him. But when he was dying, with cancer, he came to one of the services that I did. I will never forget it. There he was, sitting in the congregation. I never held it against him. He was a good man. I just was too much for him then. What would it mean? What would it mean if I accept what this guy says? You know, I might have to change. I understand it. It's a hard thing to change. You know what I'm saying? It's a hard thing to change. But I never held it against him because he was good to me when I was young. Compromise will get you no place, honest. Honest. It will get you no place. I'd rather have the fire, and I'd rather have the deep waters. I don't want to compromise. If I compromise, I will not be in the will of God. I won't be. If I compromise, then the Lord won't trust me. If I compromise, I'll be playing church. I'm not going to compromise. By the grace of God. By the grace of God. Honest, it's by the grace of God. I've been in those fires, okay? I've been in those fires. I know those fires. And I've been in those deep waters. And when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you go through the rivers, they will not overflow. When you walk through the fire, they shall not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon you. For I am the Lord your God, your Savior. Yeah. This is reality. This is reality. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would not bend the knee at the golden image. And the Lord desired to rescue them. But even if they were not rescued, they would not compromise. Unfortunately, most people play the game of compromise. And they never receive the best that God has for them. I'm not telling you that I do it perfectly. Only God knows I don't. But I do not consciously compromise. I do not consciously compromise. Does that mean I don't sin? Oh, I sin big time. But I don't consciously compromise. And I need his help. Oh, do I need his help to be changed more into his image by the grace of the living God. Perfect? No, I have no perfection in me. But when I said to Jesus, "You can have my life," and I said to him that Sunday afternoon at Methuen, at that beautiful place of the Eastern Rite Priests, Salvatorian Center, I said to him in that chapel, "You can have my life. And if I take it away, let me suffer." I'm going to tell you. The Lord has held me to that. And I would never change. I started for him, and I want to continue for him. And when it's all over, I want to end for him. What about you? You started for him. Have you deviated? Then come back. Come back. God's anointing and plan is still on your life. Come back now. He hasn't changed his plans for you. I'm talking to you. You know I'm talking to you, okay? You know I'm talking to you. It's time to come back. If you need to make an appointment with me, you do that. Listen, I need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Tonight, we're going to be at the Espousal Retreat House at 7:30. 7:30 at the Espousal Retreat House. Why don't you come and join us as we worship the Lord this evening? 7:30 tonight, Wednesday, the 12th of April, Espousal Retreat House. This Friday, something very special is going to happen at the Holy Rosary at 3:30. We have Stations of the Cross that are going to be live stations done by our children. So we want you to come. Stations of the Cross, 3:30 on Friday. There will be live Stations of the Cross. And we want you to come to the Holy Rosary at 3:30 on Friday. And the Friday after is Good Friday at 3 o'clock. We'll have the Stations of the Cross done in different languages. You are welcome to come. So tonight, we'll be at the Espousal Retreat House at 7:30 tonight. That's right. And then after tonight, on Friday, 3:30, live Stations of the Cross. And again, I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. No compromise. Never. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.